And Brian Jennings has the 8 o'clock news.
Two people have been killed in a two-car collision in County Donegal. The crash happened on the N56 at Kilmacrenan just before midnight. The driver of one of the cars, a man in his 70s, and a female passenger, also in her 70s, suffered fatal injuries. The driver of the second car, a woman, aged in her 40s, was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment of serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The HSE has confirmed that it's planning an inquiry into baby deaths around childbirth between 2011 and 2013. The campaign group Safer Births Ireland has called on the government for a wider public inquiry into widely reported failings in maternity care. Our health correspondent Fergal Bowers.
The campaign group Safer Births Ireland has called for the government to set up an independent review into baby and maternal deaths during childbirth here. It wrote to the government in April, seeking a review over the past 10 years, given what it says is the substantial number of baby deaths documented by inquests, clinical reviews, court cases and reported in the media. The HSE has said it's now planning a confidential inquiry into perinatal deaths, initially covering 2011 to 2023. The terms of reference have yet to be agreed, but it says there will be a public and patient involvement in the process. The HSE said the review will assess case notes and expert assessors will be identified. But these assessors will be drawn from a range of specialities and no assessor will be assigned a case involving their own hospital.
Members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association will begin voting today on whether to accept or reject Labour Court proposals aimed at resolving a long-running pay dispute with Aer Lingus. An electronic ballot will open this evening and close on Tuesday morning. Our work and technology correspondent Brian O'Donovan.
The IALPA executive is recommending acceptance of the Labour Court proposals, which include a 17.75% pay increase over a four-year period. The deal isn't all good news for pilots, however. The court also recommended structural changes to pay scales and the scrapping of a crewing agreement that allowed pilots to take more of their leave in the summer months. IALPA held a series of information meetings for members this week ahead of the opening of the electronic ballot later today. A result is expected to be known shortly after voting closes on Tuesday. Industrial action by pilots at Aer Lingus led to the cancellation of 610 flights over a three-week period. Full service at the airline resumed yesterday.
In the United States, President Biden has been diagnosed with COVID-19. He has cut short election campaign events in Nevada and returned to his holiday home in Delaware to recover. His illness occurs as he comes under renewed pressure from within the Democratic Party to withdraw from the contest. Our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan.
A visibly weak and unwell Joe Biden flew back to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, where he appeared to be helped into a black SUV by a Secret Service agent. Getting on the plane in Nevada earlier, he told reporters he felt good, but made unsteady progress up the stairs. His illness comes as the attacks on his candidacy continue. California Congressman Adam Schiff, the latest House member to publicly call on him to step aside, while fresh reporting today in U.S. media claims former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi has told Mr. Biden the polling shows he has no path to win in November and that his candidacy is causing problems for other Democrat politicians. At the Republican convention, the party's vice presidential candidate, J.D. Vance, attacked President Biden as a lifelong Washington insider who had consistently voted for trade deals that cost American workers their jobs and supported wars which cost them their lives. He said Donald Trump's Republican Party is done with supporting Wall Street at the cost of American workers. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Milwaukee.
The Taoiseach Simon Harris will attend the European Political Community Summit in the UK today. The event will be attended by leaders from across Europe and will focus on security issues, including the war in Ukraine. Here's our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.
The European political community was established only 2 years ago following the Russian invasion of Ukraine. It provides an opportunity for 47 countries, both inside the European Union and outside of it, to engage with each other on matters of shared interest. Today's meeting is being hosted by the UK and will see discussion focus on European security. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will tell those gathered that border security will be at the heart of his government's reset with Europe. Yesterday, Taoiseach Simon Harris met with Mr. Starmer at Chequers. Both agreed to annual summits to allow the UK and Ireland improve cooperation. Mr. Starmer also agreed to visit Ireland on September 7th. Tommy Meskell, RTE News, London.
The European Commission President will address MEPs in Strasbourg this morning as she battles to keep her job. Ursula von der Leyen must secure 361 votes in the Parliament in order to win. As she's the only candidate, some say the EU would be plunged into uncertainty should she lose. Most Irish MEPs are voting against Ms. von der Leyen. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump and Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Today we'll start off cloudy with outbreaks of rain and drizzle in most areas. Brighter weather in the west will extend eastwards later. Eastern areas will stay cloudy and damp all day. Highest temperature 16 to 21 degrees.